Chapter 18, The Ethnic Cleansing of Ukraine and Poland. The Jews were not the only people to be chased out of their hometowns in the aftermath of the war, nor were they the only ones to suffer violence from mobs, policemen, and armed militias. If the survivors of the Holocaust were correct to insist that they had been singled out during the war, this was no longer the case after the war was over. Jews were certainly mistreated, as I have shown, but after the liberation, the true focus of nationalist violence now fell on other minorities. One nation per land. Plato for as authority. Continuing, one need only compare the events at Kielce with what happened in other parts of Poland that same year. At the end of January 1946, soldiers from the Polish 34th Infantry Regiment under Colonel Stanislav Pluto, and where do you think he got his instructions, surrounded the village of Svadka Morochowska or Svadka Morochivska in Ukrainian near Sanok in southeast Poland. The village was inhabited entirely by ethnic Ukrainians, and it was their ethnicity that was the sole reason for the events that took place there. According to eyewitnesses, the arrival of the army heralded a massacre that was every bit as bloody as anything that had happened during the war. Quote, they came to the village at dawn. All the men began to run into the woods, and those who remained attempted to hide in the attics and cellars, but to no avail. The Polish soldiers were looking everywhere, so that not a single place was left unsearched. Whenever they captured a man, he was killed instantly. When they could not find a man, they beat the women and children. My father was hidden in the attic, and the Poles ordered my mother to climb up the ladder to search for him. These orders were accompanied by severe rifle butt blows. When mother started to climb, the ladder suddenly broke, and she fell down, breaking her elbow. Five Poles began to beat her again with rifle butts. And when she could not lift herself, they kicked her with their heavy boots. I ran to her with my 4-year-old daughter and wanted to shield her, but the soldiers began to beat me and my child. I soon fell unconscious and awoke to find my mother and child killed, and the entire village afire. Unquote. When Ukrainian partisans arrived in the area the next day, they discovered a scene of utter devastation. Nothing but smoldering ruins and a few moving shadows that looked more like ghosts than human beings. Apart from looting the village comprehensively and stealing most of the livestock, Polish soldiers had killed dozens of the villagers, most of them women and children. Worse than the fact of their murders, and I have to interject, When we read this account and we hear today the account of massacres by the hand of this so-called Islamic State, which we all know, there's nothing of Islam in what they do, but rather all in what they do is mandated, paid by power. Yesterday and today, it's the same. People do the bidding of power. Our energy used to construct a world of the global statesman's design, not ours, not ours.